This is an Envoice Media podcast. You're listening to Criminal Code, our story behind bars.
Welcome to the Criminal Code. In our podcast, we talk all things prison life. I'm Tony, your host, and today we have a special guest, Tay.
What's up?
Thank you for stopping in. Do appreciate it. For those that don't know yet, if you haven't seen the previous episodes, we were talking about our cartoon coming out here in the near future called Criminal Code, hence the name of the podcast. Last episode, you had a chance to meet Zoe. He's the third star in the show, and you're our fourth in no order of importance. You know, but it's good to be able to have you sit here and talk about your experiences. I know that I experienced a little different in just the feds. Sam, as well, we met him in previous episodes. You know, he had different experiences along with Zoe. So really the goal here is to be able to get your story, where you started at, how you ended up here, and everything else, you know, in between.
Yeah.
Because I know we hung out, actually. That was where we met, in Morgantown, so we hung out a lot.
Yeah.
You definitely have a little more experience,
right,
you know, than ourselves. But why don't you start from the beginning? You know, what happened first time around? And
when we met, that was actually my first federal prison number.
Oh, okay.
But prior to that, you know, I was in the state a couple times. But with my federal number, mm-hmm, I got wrapped up into a conspiracy from a text message. It was like 41 people. And out of those 41 people, I probably only knew like two people.
How'd they connect you?
Well, the feds got a tricky way, man. You know, it's like almost like guilty by association, you know.
And, two of you out of 41 people on that?
Yeah, that I knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you guys were all on there.
We was all on there.
Did everyone go down?
Yep.
Ooh, okay, my bad. Yeah.
Yep. Conspiracy.
How'd they come at you then? They just said, hey, we got you on a text message and come meet the U.S. District Attorney.
Basically, they kicked my door in and had me on the news.
So you didn't self-surrender on this one?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I know. So then we're different in that sense. I self-surrendered. So did Sam.
Yeah.
So you did not self-surrender.
Nah.
Okay. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was a lot of anxiety there, man, you know, being
Was like, it Marshals?
Yeah, it was the Marshals.
Oh, okay.
It was the Marshals. Yeah, like when you first get caught, you go to receiving. And
But even before that, if you know, did they like break your door down? Cuff you and drag you away?
Well, they might as well have, but yeah, they kicked my door in, came in and got me, took me to receiving, and I was there for like 9 months before I got sentenced.
You were in the detention center?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For 9 months.
You had no idea
what was going on in that.
Man.
It just ended up being 9 months, or were you there indefinite until your whole, probably until your proceedings?
Well, that's like the normal time for them to go through the court procedures.
Mm-hmm.
You got 9 months, and you don't know what's going on.
And what happened after that 9 month? Then
I got sentenced.
Oh, okay. Then you had to go through all the...
And I had to go through all the... Rigging Monroe.
Now, after you got sentenced, before you had to report to Morgantown, right?
My first place, Morgantown, was a camp. I had to work my way down. When I first got caught, they had sent me, and I got sentenced and everything, they sent me to like a low medium.
Okay, how long was your sentence? Fed.
84 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, 84 months.
84 months. Yep.
And then you started off at the low.
Yep. Started off at a medium low.
Oh, what's that like?
They call it.
You got bars.
Yeah.
The gun. Okay.
Yeah. It was okay because I kind of knew what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my first prison number, so I kind of knew what to expect. You know, I know how to be it. You know, so I was just ready to get it over with. You know?
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you report? Where did you go to for your low or report to for the low, that first Fed time?
Well, I didn't report. They actually sent me there from the detention.
You went straight. Okay.
Yeah, that was my parent institution. So once I got there, it was kind of far from my house.
Did you have to go by bus or Con Air type of style?
Oh, man.
Now we're talking. I got a lot of questions.
Oh,
I seen the movie. I don't think it was like that or not, but.
Oh, it's a heck of a process, man.
Oh, do tell, man.
Yeah. It's like they take you to an airport.
Like a hangar?
Yeah. And it's like a private section. Where
sees the private flying you're thinking of, right?
Right. But nobody sees this part of the airport, and they take you there, and it's just all type of buses.
Oof.
From people who's coming from different prisons, and they might be getting transferred somewhere else. So I say it's about 30 buses out there, just full of inmates. And
shackled
up.
Oh, okay. So you're not moving. You're literally.
Oh yeah, you ain't moving. You might be sitting there for hours, shackled
man.
Up. Then they give you these little bag lunches.
How do you eat it if you're shackled?
Oh,
they're gonna unshackle you?
Like, nah. You gotta do the best you can. It's rough, man.
Oh man,
it's rough. And then it's like, it's just guards everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the big AK-47s.
Now, were there some, because, you know, I saw the movie Con Air, and some people were shackled.
Yeah.
Then you got the quasi-crazy people that are a little more shackled.
Yeah.
And then you got that one guy.
Yeah.
You know that guy. Yeah, you got
it's
mask and stuff like that. Did you see that, too? Or
no.
Are they exaggerating that?
They exaggerated a little bit on that. But it's pretty close.
So there wasn't a Steve Buscemi there?
No.
No, there wasn't that guy?
No.
Okay, I didn't know, man, to
see
what's made up and what's not.
No, but it's pretty scary, man. It's pretty scary, yeah.
And for you to say that, too, because you big guy.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't scared of many people.
No, at all. It was just, you know, the nervousness.
Yeah, man.
You know, you get on the plane and...
Now, do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So now you get to see who you're going to be around.
Yeah.
You're all going to the same, if you hop all on the same bus.
Yeah.
So then from there, you went straight to the low.
Yep.
That's still like the guards and
still the
guns. And how long were you there for?
I think I might have been there for close to 2 years. And then my status dropped. And I was able to go to Morgantown.
But you got to earn that status.
I had to earn it.
Did you know that, or you just kind of knew if I just behave, you're going to... Did they say, hey, you can go to...
Well, I kind of knew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, already, like I said, I had previous numbers, you know. And I worked my way down. You know, I did what I was supposed to do because I wanted to get closer to home.
Right.
You know, because... visits was like 7 hours. I was like 7 hours away from the house.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. And my people would come and they would have to stay the whole weekend. And, you know, that stuff got expensive. You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
So you couldn't really, you couldn't plan for anything.
No.
When they brought you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Were you married at the time, kids?
Yes.
Okay, so you had to. How do you, I mean, even though you're thinking about yourself at that time because you don't know what's going to happen, how are you able to plan and get things, you know, financial house in order and all that stuff.
Or... Oh, I ain't have a chance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I ain't have a chance. And you know, the feds, they don't give you a bond.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't no, one like I could just bond out.
I don't know about state. I just know the feds. They yeah. don't, they,
yeah.
they don't care. No, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Your financial house isn't in order?
Yeah, so.
Kiss my ass. Yeah. You don't got this in order? Kiss.
Yeah, they don't
You're
care.
Ours now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you were at the low first. Yeah, for so like a lot of our viewers, mm-hmm. some might be going to a camp. Some might be going to a low.
Yeah.
Maybe even higher than that. So you were at the low first. How does that differ than where we met at?
Well,
you know, your surroundings, the people, fights, and all that stuff, man. You know, things I was hoping I wasn't gonna see.
I'm gonna tell you what, it's more politics. I kind of like the low a little better
than the camp.
Yeah, because it was more discipline. You know, a lot of things.
RDAP wasn't disciplined.
Oh, man, RDAP was too disciplined. For real.
We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But no, tell me, get back to the politic thing. I don't want to get you off that track. Yeah, politics.
But the politics is like, you know, you got to show your paperwork.
Ooh.
You got to be in a car. You know, and when I say a car is like your state. Let's just say you from Ohio. Mm-hmm. You ride with the Ohio car. You from Texas, you ride with the Texas car. You know, so
Yeah, but I'm originally from Ohio, right? So like
yep. So you would
have gotten that car already, or is it you know, being Filipino and stuff, I would have had to go and
Well, as soon as you got off
find no car?
Man. You know what
I
mean?
I want to know what car I would get into, and we'll talk about your car and you can continue.
You would probably more or less be an Ohio car.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Would you have accepted me?
Yeah, your of course. Most definitely. Because we got to stick together in there, you know, it's a whole nother world.
Right. So you found your car, and then after that, like, you're safe? No.
I really wasn't too much worried about any drama type stuff. But, I found my car, and... That's pretty much it. I just hung around, you know, the people that was from my state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now at the low though, as opposed to a camp, you had the
you can mingle with everybody at a camp.
You got your own cell. Remember, we didn't have it at the camp. There's no bars, no cell blocks, nothing like that. It wasn't. Is the low like that?
Well, some lows they got cells,
mm-hmm.
but the low that I was at, it was cubicles.
Ah, okay.
See what I'm saying? It was just like a long row, a number of cubicles on each side. I'd say about five rows.
But now at the low though, did you see a lot of like, as opposed to a camp? See like a lot more fights and stuff.
Most definitely.
We didn't see that much at the.
Yeah,
a few slapping contests at the camp, but.
It was a lot more fights.
One on one, or was it
one on one?
Oh, okay.
I seen a stabbing.
What?
Yeah.
That'll happen there.
Oh yeah, a guy sat in the wrong chair. See, when I say politics, that's the type.
Don't
of stuff
sit in the
I'm
wrong chair.
About. Yeah. Yeah.
He just sat in the wrong chair.
He sat in the wrong chair.
Did they tell you don't sit in these chairs first? Or warn
No.
Him?
They don't even tell you.
Could have been like me, just go and sit down in the chair, and next thing you know.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They expect for somebody else to tell you. Like, when you first get there,
mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to see you coming in from intake. They're going to come up to you like, where you from?
Fresh fish.
Yeah, they're going to come up to you like, where you from?
Carrying their...
Yeah.
Pillowcases.
Yeah. And once they ask you where you from, you tell them. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you from Ohio, such and such from Ohio, too. I'm going to hook you up with him. And that's how you kind of get your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hazing?
Hmm?
Any hazing that you saw?
Nah.
Just straight fights. Straight. No big brawls, though. You ever seen the big brawl?
Yes, yeah, I seen in the state. I seen big brawls.
So the state, then, was that more violent than the feds, you would say?
Oh, yeah. It's give or take. Mm-hmm. It's give or take. But the state is more, how can I put it, wide open. You know, them guys in there, it's a lot of younger guys that really don't care. They come in there and it's like, whatever.
But those are the guys looking at time, though.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like that first time federal guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing 10 months.
Right.
Talking about I'm a gangster.
Right. I done seen COs get punched out. Yeah, literally.
Not at the state. At the state one.
Literally.
Now, how long did you, when was your first state? You did state, federal was, your federal time was your last, right?
Yeah, that was my last.
Oh, what happened in the first round? What happened, what's going on with the state? What happened there, man?
Well, started off young, selling drugs, you know, adapting to my environment, you know. Mm-hmm. Was in a hard, grew up in a hard, having a hard life, so I adapted to my environment, man, and caught my first case.
So you had more than one?
Yeah.
State. Oh, okay, so you did your, how long was your first state?
My first state.
Yeah, your first state case.
I think I did a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, any time is too long.
Yeah, but.
Did you go right into prison or did you have to wait to, like, you know, do some time again in the county for a minute before you did that year?
Well,
time served?
I turned myself in. I got to turn myself in.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had bonded out and I was fighting my case from the streets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I was able to. Yeah, ain't no bond in the
federal, man.
Nah, you fighting from the inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Losing battle. So then you did a year there.
Did a year there.
You got out. How long again before you?
I would say maybe like 2-3 years after that, I caught a weapons charge.
Oh, okay.
Being a felon.
Yeah, it's strict. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Strike weapons two. Under disability. I think I did like 6 months.
Your second time around?
Yeah.
Like only 6 months for weapons charge?
Yeah.
What, you have Johnny Cochran?
Well, in Ohio, you know, every state.
Okay, yeah, no, they like their.
The laws are different.
Yeah, they like their gun.
Yeah, they give you six months to a year. Yeah,
it's like Texas.
In Ohio.
They like their guns there, so.
Yeah.
Not like out here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, now those were when you did that time. That was actual, like, bars, and you see the fights all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, people want to know, even though it's tough. A lot of sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual violence, too.
Oh, yeah. Sexual violence. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You liable to see a tent anywhere.
I'm sorry, a what?
A tent.
Oh, yeah, no, they did that.
Yeah. Yeah, you liable to see a
with
tent.
With the blankets?
With the blankets.
Oh, man.
They on both sides of the bunk. And it might be somebody sitting on top of the bunk just watching out.
Oof.
If you see that, just mind your business.
Oh, yeah.
Keep looking straight at it like you don't even see it.
You keep walking.
Yep.
Oh, man. That sounds more consensual with the blankets, though. But, you know, at the lows, do you got to fear the sexual violence, you know, per se? Because I know a lot of viewers would be concerned about that. I know before I even went into the camp, my biggest two things was, am I going to get my ass whooped?
Yeah.
Or am I going to get raped or something like that? And never comfortable topics, but those are things that, you know, people want to know, especially if they're going to mediums or lows or anything higher than that. You see any of that stuff there, the sexual violence?
Not really. I didn't see it.
Okay.
But that don't mean it wasn't going on. No. It was going on, for sure.
The feds.
Yeah. It goes on in every prison, but I didn't too much see nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But violence, as far as the violence, a lot of violence. You know, like when I first got there, they call them like chomos, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the guys that come in for, you know, messing with minors and stuff like that. So they really had it hard, man. They would come back to their bed and then people would dump piss on their bed and stuff like that, man. Just torturing them. Oh, they had a hard time.
Snicker bar.
Yeah. Whatever. Right on. Yep. So I've seen a lot of that, man. I've seen a lot of extortion.
Extortion?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? How do you go? I mean.
Oh, man.
Like what?
Like, let's just say it's me, you.
Yeah. Say I'm the extortionee.
Yeah.
You're the extortioner. What are you doing to extort me?
I talk to one of my boys.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, man, we got a new one over there, man. Pull up on him.
Oh, man. What do you mean by pull up on
him? He'll pull up on you. He'll pull up on you aggressively.
Oh.
Like, what you're in here for, you know. Oh. He'll pull up on you aggressively.
It's probably more rhetorical because you probably already know what's on my paperwork.
Yeah.
Better not lie.
Better not lie.
Yeah, man. Next to freaking being a snitch, I know lying's the next.
Yep. So basically, he put the fear in you, and I come behind him and talk to you like, hey, man, I'll take care of him, man. Don't worry about him, man. I got you in here, right? And I take you up under my wing.
And the Academy Award goes to.
Yeah. I take you up under my wing.
Meanwhile, I fell for it. Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for saving me.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
The whole time, it's a setup, you know?
My commissary is all yours.
Now your commissary, all mine. Mine and his.
Oof.
We split it. But yeah, I seen that. A lot of guys in there like to get themselves in debt, you know, gambling and stuff like
Guards
that.
Guards in on it too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are pieces of work, man.
Yeah.
Like, I only know about the correctional officers or the COs at the camp. And even those guys were douchebags.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't imagine having, you know, some type of power or control over inmates like that at, like, the state level or something. They probably use that to their
advantage.
Some of them get caught, though.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of that.
A lot of them, man, I worked there, they live just to come in and mess with the inmates. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was almost like they talked about it before they even got to work. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go mess with such and such today. It was crazy. It was. But you had some cool officers, too.
Right.
You know.
So then you got out of the, you know, you finished your second state time around.
Mm-hmm.
How long was the time between that being done with state and then now you got to go to Fed? How much time before you know you got caught again and had to do more time?
It was probably about, I had got another state number.
Oh, gee, right after that? So you, a third time?
Yep.
Oh, what happened there?
Receiving stolen property.
Knowingly? Were they able to prove that it was, like, knowingly received?
I knew it was off the streets.
Oh, no, that's okay, man. I'm securities fraud, so, you know, you ain't got nothing on. You ain't got nothing on me on that, on stolen property.
I think I might have bought maybe, like, some lawnmowers and some car radios.
Buy low, sell high, went wrong.
Yeah. And come to find out, you know, the stuff was stolen, which I knew. And I ended up getting caught with it. So I had to go do another 6 months for that.
Yeah, man. Doesn't seem like that's, I mean, you never want to do time, but
no.
You didn't have to do long.
No. But I went to a camp on that bid.
For the state?
For the state.
Is the state camp different than the Fed camp?
Oh, yeah.
What ways?
Well, they have a fence for one.
Okay, yeah, we didn't have no fences.
We didn't have a fence where we was. It's a fence where ain't no ponds. You know, ours, where we was at Morgantown, it looked like a college campus.
And that's the crazy thing. So you got these fences, right? And guys, they'll try to jump them. They run and never come back. We got no fences. And the guys that do run, They come back.
They come right
back. Well, they're coming back with contraband and everything.
They're coming back
like
with contraband, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So then you got that third state charge. These are all pretty much back to back. But after that third one, how long before now you got to go to the Fed?
I said, but it was about 8 years.
Oh, man. Okay. So.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you had that 41 person text message that.
Yep. I had a text message to one of the main guys that was on, you know, my co-defendant. And they swooped me on up.
And then how long was your total Fed time?
84 months.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 84 months.
84 months, yeah.
How long were you at the low and stuff before you came to Morgantown? Yeah, a couple years and you earned
your... 2 years.
Earned your stripes and...
Worked my way down. They put me, like, on a work release program to where I got to leave. This was when I was in the low. I got to leave and, you know, just go out and work.
Oh, like the county driver?
Yeah.
They had that stuff.
Something like that.
That was like the prize job over there.
Oh, man, he had it sweet.
At the Fed. I'm trying to remember who that one guy was. I know at Morgantown, I can't remember what his name was, but he had to be like a driver.
Man, he had it sweet.
He was like a celebrity when he went into the Cracker Barrels and all that stuff, man. They're like, hey, that guy's in prison.
Yeah.
And then you came to Morgantown. Is it what you were expecting? Or did you know... Hey, I'm going to Morgantown, and this place is going to be, like, easy time.
It wasn't nothing I was expecting. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Did you just take a bus again, or did they...
I had to go through transit.
It's mixed, too, right? All federal and state, or is it separate? Like, federal's got their own...
Federal got their own.
State got their own, in terms of transporting prisoners.
The only state that I'm familiar with is D.C.,
mm-hmm.
They don't have state penitentiaries. They go straight federal.
Right, yeah, straight federal.
So that's more, the federal is more or less like they state. So, yeah.
Yep. What's the craziest thing you've seen happen in state?
The craziest?
Yeah.
Wow, I done seen
no holds barred.
I done seen some crazy stuff. I done seen contraband get launched over the fence and tennis balls. What else I done seen? The officer get punched in her face. It was a female officer too. And yeah.
Oh man, what do they got? That's the last thing you should have. And
man, that was so
should
crazy.
Should never have a female. I mean,
yeah, it was
not
it
an
was,
officer.
It was an officer. She had did something to an inmate.
Not
man.
Around a bunch of sex depraved.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's not safe at all.
And that man, he ain't have to do it like that, but yeah.
Now you seen the prison lockdown? Anyone die? Well, you see that? I mean, the prison's locked down. Like, we've been through lockdowns in Morgantown. That wasn't really a lockdown per se. Like, I'm assuming you experienced in state.
Oh, yeah. Guy did have to get life lighted up out. I did see that one time.
Oh, man. You had Steve Buscemi there.
Yeah, he was working out, doing push-ups.
It's that skinny dude, too, that's 110 pounds. That's the crazy one, man.
Yeah. And you know, in the state, they got these boots. They call them state boots.
No, man. What's a state boot?
Oh, man, it's a boot that you don't want to wear.
No. The hell's this boot do?
Man, this boot is made out of that hard plastic. It's a boot.
What'd they do with it?
Oh man, dude kicked him in his face while he was doing a push up. Oh. Oh yeah, they had to life fly him up out of there, man.
What the hell did he kick him for?
Man, ain't no telling.
Just a kick.
Ain't no telling. He might have stole some anything.
And he had the boot.
He had that boot on.
Yeah, that's the first thing I would look for if I was him. I'd be like, who's got a weird damn boot on? And then he just kicks him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Man, you said any fights? Anyone try to challenge you?
Man, I got challenged a couple times,
How many knockouts happened?
It really didn't get to that point. You know, they broke it up before, you know, somebody could really, really get hurt.
Oh, man, yeah, no.
You know. But other than that, I didn't have too many problems.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I was pretty much well respected.
Yeah, no, man. Like I said, that's where we all met.
Yeah.
We were homies from the start, me, you.
Yep.
So, Sam?
Yep.
So what do you got? So now you're out in that free world. Isn't it awesome?
Man.
Huh?
Ain't nothing like it.
Put stuff into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you got going on now? How'd you transition to?
Well, in the beginning, in the beginning, it was kind of rough. You know, I got out. I started a car lot. Had a car lot going. Me and my brother, we was, you know, we was selling pretty good deal of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, the pandemic hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that like shut us all the way down.
Well, it was better being on the outside than the inside during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
For sure. No, I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine that.
It's locked down for a whole year.
Yeah.
Literally locked down for a whole year.
No movement.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the times we used to get, we'd be on lockdown and we couldn't move?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the worst, wasn't it?
No, it's terrible, man. No.
Yeah.
You know, but the one of the few things, though, we didn't want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and I were talking about it during our inaugural episode. So, you know, we had the Criminal Code, the cartoon coming out.
Yeah.
So for, you know, for those of you who don't know how we ended up getting real close, we were in RDAP. It's a residential drug abuse program. Remember that? We got caught.
How can I forget?
We got caught with it. And what happened was they were shaking down.
Mm-hmm.
They were searching your locker.
Yeah.
It was random searches, so it wasn't like you did anything wrong.
Yeah.
But they found our the manuscript
for the cartoon.
So we were talking about, you know, how it's like, oh, man, we were mad. I knew we were fucked.
Yeah.
Lawyer dude with the big head.
Yeah.
Crazy little Korean guy. I mean, it's all of us. It was the four of us. So you were the one interrogated.
Yep.
While myself, Sam, and Zoe were, I think it was, we were in the library or the gym, just patiently waiting our fucking fate. I remember we were standing there watching you, you know, where the CO offices are at, and we see you making that long walk towards us. And, you know, we were like, oh, man, I think I'm next.
Yep.
Or basically, we're fucked.
Yep.
Here comes more time. I already screwed up with the peanut butter.
Yep.
But you took the fall.
Yeah.
First off, thank you.
For sure. You already know.
Don't forget that.
You already know. You already know.
Hence, we're all here right now, but.
Yeah.
And it shows the kind of person you are, because you could have done more time letting us go. What was that mindset like? And, you know, I mean, you did what you did.
Man, it was for real. It was like a no-brainer with me, man. I got caught with it. It's mine. You know, if they asked me who else, if anybody else had it, it's mine.
Oh, you know they didn't want that either, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, they wanted you to be like, tell me about Zoe. Man, tell me about Catapay. Tell me about,
Yeah, because in the program, you know, you had other people watching you, and they'd go down and tell your DTS what's going on. Then your DTS will ask you, already knowing, you know, that, okay, yeah, these guys got something to do with it. They just want to see your reaction.
And I just remember when you were walking, man, you were like, nah, we're good, guys. I just took it, and I'm like,
yep.
You know, but.
Yep.
And that just goes to show that, you know, no matter what wrong you did in life or I did in life to put us through all that, that, you know, they're still good.
Still good. Yep.
You know, like I said, a lot of people wouldn't have done.
Yep. I did an extra year for that.
Yeah, I know, man.
But it wasn't nothing. It was just, you know,
extra. Well, you know, like anything, when I did my extra time, too, good things came out. I got to meet and be with you guys, because if not, I would have been out only knowing you guys for a month.
Yep.
Don't know where I'd be right now.
We would have never got as close as we.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and then now, see where it results in now.
Man.
You know?
Everything happened for a reason.
But no, I wanted to make sure we we finish talking about that towards the end. Because mm-hmm. even if no matter who's watching here, no matter what time you do, you can always be good, do good things, and yeah. make sure when you get out,
yeah.
you're on the right track again, as difficult as it still will be.
Yeah.
You know, but again, dang, man. Thank you.
You already know.
Thanks for stopping in, tuning in to Criminal Code. We got a couple few more things we're going to be discussing, but today was a great time meeting with Tay. Again, we have our Criminal Code cartoon coming out, and get those questions in, and we'll get them answered for you. Again, thank you. I'm your host, Tony. Tay, welcome back, and thank you again for being here.
It's a pleasure
Hope
to be here.
Hope to have you in the future more episodes.
For sure.
All right?
For sure.
All right.
For
have sure. a good day, everybody. Thank you.
Peace.